Thank you for calling customer service. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling to see why I took the trouble to take advantage of this nice offer from JCPenney and put my information in there, and it says I'm blacklisted. What's that all about?
All right, yes, ma'am. Have you filed a dispute against a company before?
Against JCPenney?
No, not against JCPenney, just any company over the internet. Like, have you ordered something offline before and you had to file a dispute about it?
No, I didn't file a dispute. I had filed a thing just requesting to send it back because they use 30 days to send it back, and most of the time I keep it. But if it's not working, I send it back, but I've never filed a dispute. No.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Can you repeat that? We're having a little bit of troubles with our computers today.
No, I have not ever filed a legal dispute with the company. I return things if they say, you know, try it. If you don't like it, send it back. And I don't like it. But if I don't, then I send it back.
All right. Give me one moment. Let me speak with my supervisor. All right, yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Are you using a prepaid card or are you using your actual bank card to try to order?
I'm using a credit card, like I would normally do.
Yeah, sometimes you may have to use a different card because all websites don't take the same card.
It's a MasterCard or Visa. It's not a weird off kind of card. It's your standard card.
I said, yes, ma'am. What my supervisor just said, she was like, maybe use a different card or use a different address and see if that works out.
It shouldn't. This is a MasterCard. And my address has been the same for 10 years now. So, I mean, there's no reason for the address to be not right. It's a current card. I've used it many times. And it's paid up to date. So I don't see what their problem is, quite honestly.
I'm trying to see. Have you had any issue ever buying something from someone?
No. No, I'm not sure what you mean by issue, but no, I haven't.
Sometimes it's different reasons why it says blacklisted. Sometimes it's either you can't use that credit card or that address, and other times it's if you filed a dispute or if you filed charges against another place, they that causes you to get blacklisted and.
I've never filed charges against anybody or any company. I use this card frequently. And, I mean, if they want to dispute it and don't want me to buy from them, then I guess I won't be buying from JCPenney. They don't like my credit card. It's a You Promise by Barclay card. And what I spend, you know, a little bit goes towards my grandkids' tuition at school. And I've used this card all the time, and I'm not going to keep putting different credit card numbers in here to see which one pick that they like. I think that's pretty not smart, very business-wise. So I guess
yes,
I'll just
ma'am,
have
I understand.
To forget it.
So I'm trying to get a better understanding because I'm not sure how blacklisting works.
Yeah, me neither. I've never, ever had anything like that happen to me, ever in my life. So I don't really know, quite honestly. Not very helpful here. I'm not very helpful because I've never had this experience
before. I would say maybe your bank can explain it a little bit better to you because I'm not sure how to explain it.
Okay, well, don't worry about it, because by the time I try to call a bank, I'm going to waste an hour of my time and get back with you people. And, you know, I mean, it's just going to be a mess. So I'll just, you know, just cancel it. And I'm sorry it's not working out.
Oh, you're fine.
Okay, honey?
You're fine. But,
okay.
But yeah, there's nothing to cancel because it didn't go through on our end. So,
oh, okay. All right.
Yeah,
that's
so you're
then,
good.
I guess. Okay. All right. Thank
all right.
you.
No problem.
Okay.
Thank you for calling customer service.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.